You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Lady Gaga and Edge of Glory. The brand new song from Example is guaranteed tonight before 8 o'clock. There's a brand new record of the week in about an hour's time as well this evening. And what a way to start the week. Cher Lloyd is live with me tonight. Hiya, Cher.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how is Blue Peter? You are fresh from the Blue
Very
Peter
good.
Studios.
Very good, I got a badge.
That is so cool.
Actually got a badge and I'm going to treasure it.
Now, I remember as a kid, like being desperate for a Blue Peter badge, but you actually have to do something for Blue Peter to get one. Mm-hmm. How was the experience there? Everyone look after you?
Yeah, definitely. I had a really good time and I performed on it.
Are we feeling nervous about this week or confident about this week? Because this week is album release week, Cher. This is pretty special times.
I know, the stress, the stress. I'm excited about it. I'm not too nervous, but nervous enough.
Yeah.
And I'm not confident.
Okay.
I'm in the middle.
Now, you've had the number one with Swagger Jagger.
Yes.
And With Your Love scored number four yesterday.
Yeah.
Which ain't too shabby at all, because it was leading in the midweeks as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So there were last-minute flurries on various different songs, but you still must be pleased, right?
You know what? People everywhere, you know, they'd give an arm for being even in the top ten. So I'm very, very lucky.
And this comes on the back of the amazing X Factor performance a couple of weekends ago.
I loved it.
How did it feel going back to the hallowed turf that started it
amazing.
All?
Amazing.
Yeah?
It was really good to just step up there and just perform and finally be what I've always wanted to be.
Did you get total say in how stage was set? Yeah?
Absolutely everything.
Cracking that whip, Cher Lloyd.
Yeah, definitely. I asked for, you know, how I wanted it to look, what I wanted to wear, what I wanted my dancers to wear. It wasn't in a diva way. It's just I had an image of what I wanted it to be. And, you know, when I do a tour, that is the way I want it to be run.
Because it looked like you had fun. That was the most important thing.
Definitely. I love being on a stage, which is the main thing for me. Live performances are the best.
Did you get time to spend any time with the contestants this year?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm so gutted Johnny's gone. I'm gutted that Sophie is too.
Sophie was really strong. I don't think we ever thought Johnny was going to win, but he was a lovely guy, wasn't he?
You know, his personality. As soon as he walks through a door, it just lights up the room. He's lovely.
I saw you say that on The Extra Factor. So he's made a big impression on you, hasn't he?
Definitely. Oh, he was such a nice guy. I literally just wanted him around me to make me so happy. He's just one of those people that you're like, oh, get Johnny. You know when you're feeling a bit down, a bit nervous? Get Johnny in for me. He'll cheer me up. And he did.
Maybe you could get him on your payroll or on your staff or something like that and just take him with you wherever you go.
As a support act.
Yeah? Would you do that?
Totally.
That would
Definitely.
Be amazing.
Could you imagine it? More people would be queuing up for him.
But now he's gone, who's your money on to win?
Oh.
We have to do this, obviously.
I know. It's a difficult one this year. I'd say, I don't know, because you got Janet, who's amazing. You got Misha B, who's very different and out there and stuff. And Craig. I really, really like Craig. I think he's got an amazing voice.
What do you think of Marcus?
Hey, he's sort of breaking through now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he was a bit out, you know, pushed to the background. And then he did that one performance the other night and just went,
everyone's
Ooh.
Gone. I bet there's been a flurry
Amazing.
Of the bookies on Marcus. I
oh,
tell
definitely.
You. Yeah. All right, we're going to chat about Sticks and Stones, the album, very soon, but you need to introduce your number four song for us right now.
Yes, okay. Well, here it is. This is With Your Love featuring Mike Posner.
From the album Sticks and Stones, that's available right now. That is Cher Lloyd and With Your Love. And Cher is live right this very second in front of me and everything here on In Demand tonight. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so apart from Swagger Jagger and With Your Love, what are the standout tracks on the album? Which is here. In front of me. It was in front of me. Where's the other bit? Oh, thanks, dude.
I'd say Over the Moon.
Yep.
Beautiful People.
Featuring Caroline Alaya.
One of my favourites.
They're pretty spectacular, those guys, aren't they?
Yeah, just a bit. And Want You Back.
Do you know what the third single's going to be?
Yeah, but I can't tell you.
Oh, really?
I can't tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
Just, I tell you what.
Yeah?
There's 10 tracks.
Yeah?
You've got 10 fingers. Put up the number of fingers that it's
going to... No
gonna,
way! Oh. I haven't I haven't even told my mum or dad
yet. Are you joking? Really? It's that top secret, but you know what it is. You're confident with it, yes? And we're going top five again with third single release. Absolutely.
I'd be very happy.
A couple of songs produced by Red One on this album, The Legend. How was working with him?
Really good, but I didn't do that Red One.
You got to do that.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it because I thought I sounded a bit stupid.
Fair enough. Lots of buzz over why the Will I Am track isn't there that you recorded.
Well, do you know what? It ain't there, but it don't make a difference to the album.
Okay, I like that. Look at that, the sass there from Cher. Amazing. Got some Twitter questions from the Brats this evening. They are out on Twitter tonight. Sultan, who lives in Israel. He's a big fan. Apart from Minaj, which other rappers would it be a dream to collaborate with?
Lil Wayne.
Yes,
possibly Drake. I'd love that.
Have you put these requests in yet?
No, it's a bit high up there, isn't it?
Say them on the radio, though. People might pay attention. So Drake and Lil Wayne. Okay. Tatiana, do you feel the pressure of being made a role model by your younger fans? Because it's kind of the curse of the job a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm me. I'm all me. And if people choose to look up to me, that's absolutely brilliant. But I shall not change to make people like me or not like me. Do you know what I mean? Or just me.
I think the difference with you is obviously you've got quite a bit of grief in the past, especially through Twitter and stuff like that. You've talked to us about it. You don't really care about that kind of stuff. But you don't misbehave.
No, I don't go out. You know, I just get my head down and I do my work. You know, I please my fans.
This is your job and you're getting on with it.
It is, yeah.
Jack wants to know what you're having for Christmas dinner this year.
A bit of everything. I'm at my nan's, you see.
Okay.
Always have Christmas dinner at my nan's. We open our presents at home at my mum and dad's house, and we all go to my nan's, my aunties, my uncles, everyone.
Yeah.
And we have just everything. She puts out a good spread, I'm telling you.
Is it like a proper turkey, the whole,
everything.
All the trimmings?
Parsnips, a lot.
Amazing.
I love parsnips.
What's your nan called?
Jan.
Nana Jan. Nana I think Jan. We should all go around Jan's for Christmas dinner.
Definitely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, cool. The whole world.
Lana would like to know, would you rather people have different opinions of you or would you rather everybody liked you? Good question.
Do you know what? If we were all the same, then the world would be a very boring place.
This is
as my daddy always used to say.
Dad's always there by your side, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. And do you know, it's good that people can have opinions. Because I'm not going to lie, I have an opinion on almost everything.
And you're not afraid to say it.
Oh, definitely not.
That's the best way to be. Louisa, if you could take your brats out for a day of fun, where would you take them, Cher?
To the zoo. I love the zoo. Yeah. Like you couldn't even imagine. I love it.
What's your favourite part of a zoo?
You know what? Like a safari park. Where you go in and you like buy the food to feed the animals and you're still in your car and then you like have like a panic attack about whether you want to put your hand out the window or not.
Just
to
don't
feed
ever
them.
Do that.
Like, I get real freaked out, but I want to do it. I like drum it into myself, like, just do it, feed them. And then you're like, no, I
it's
can't
against
do it.
Park safety, surely.
No, they allow you to in parts
what?
Of it, you know,
okay.
Like the giraffes and stuff.
Amazing. Would you rather go to a reptile house in a zoo or check out the lions and tigers? And
lions
stuff?
And
tigers. Okay,
so
I
love
traditional zoo animals.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like the thought of anything like, I don't know. Like there was like this bat thing once, like where you could walk in a cave and there's loads of bats, but I don't like the thought of them being in my hair.
Yeah, because they're
it's
quite
not
flappy.
Light. And you can't see because it's dark in there, obviously, because there's bats and stuff.
Have you got a message for the fans tonight?
Just thank you to everyone who's already gone out and bought my album. And thanks for all the support leading up to it. You know, it's been a really good help and it's helped me get through everything.
The beautiful thing about you being on In Demand, and you've been on quite a few times now, is always that after you've left and we ask people for sort of feedback and stuff like that, there's always people who weren't quite sure about your music in the first place or you as a personality.
That's brilliant.
They always come around and go, what a lovely girl.
Yeah, do you know what? I think a lot of people have just seen me on the telly on The X Factor and they've only seen the edited parts of me. And do you know what? I was a brat back then, a bad brat, not a good brat. And I'm happy now. I think it's changed me.
You're getting used to it.
And I'm a bit grown up now, you know. I know what I'm doing. I know what goals I have to achieve to make others happy.
Is there a tour in the works?
There's got to be.
At some point. I'm well excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you said last time we asked you that, and you said that maybe when you'd done a few more singles and released.
Yeah, do you know what? The album's out now.
Yeah.
So let people listen to it a bit more.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to get my microphone and pop on stage.
Amazing. Cher, thanks very much for coming to see us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
The album Sticks and Stones is out now. You can download it or go and buy it. And we will see you again very soon, hopefully.
Thank you very much.
You've got one more album signing tomorrow in Birmingham, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so people in that neck of the woods, HMV is the place to
go. That is, indeed.
Cher, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is the In Demand podcast. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight, the one to the back.
Yeah! We've missed you.
Missed you too.
Aww. I feel like you really meant that.
I did mean it.
Start with Tom. The most exciting thing to happen since we saw you last.
Yes.
Brazil.
Nice. Max.
X Factor.
Nathan.
When did we see you last?
Oh,
too long ago.
Was it before or after Glad You Came got to number one?
It was before.
It was before.
Glad You Came got to number one.
There you go.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm just going to say X Factor.
Okay.
I bought a sofa.
What sofa did you get? Is it nice?
It was green.
Yeah.
Second hand.
All right, lots of chat in the next 30 minutes or so. Can you introduce Glad You Came to start us off, though?
Hi, we're the wanted,
and this is Glad You Came.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand tonight with The Wanted here.
Yeah!
All right, so let's talk about X Factor.
Yes.
Please. No falling over, Jay. Well done.
Yeah, congratulations.
Didn't need to do well.
We like this, the theme in the video with the lights and stuff like that that you kind of took
we
to the stage.
We got a discount from a hardware store.
I really like those lights.
Do you like
They're
them?
Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
They were a tripping hazard.
You don't use them anymore.
But the video is quite, there's a few health and safety issues, I think, in the video.
There are. Yeah. At one point, I think, Nate, you'd throw like some sort of explosive match.
Basically, I got very jealous of this guy who was with this girl in the car, so I just threw a firework at him.
As you do.
We don't recommend that anyone does that in their day-to-day life.
It was a bonfire and all that.
Yeah, slightly worrying.
I like all the slow-mo stuff. Don't you have to speed up what you're doing to create that effect?
Yeah, we do. True. So we hear like a crazy dance version of our song and try and sing to that, and then it's obviously... You know what? We look a lot better in slow-mo because we cannot dance at all. But if you slow down terrible dancing, it looks quite... majestic,
quite magnificent.
We've got loads of Twitter questions on the way, and we're going to chat the album next on In Demand.
In Demand.
The Wanted is still on In Demand tonight.
Yay!
So it's Battlefield, Battlezone,
Battleground.
Battleground. Do you know why I say Battlefield? Because that's one of my favourite songs from Jordan Sparks.
It's a great song, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Sorry, got it wrong.
I totally love it.
Who else have you worked with so far on the album? Well, it's finished, but who else has worked with?
Actually, one of the people was Steve's brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a song. Oh,
amazing.
That we put on the album.
That's amazing. So, keeping it in the family.
Not in a weird way.
Not like that. Oh, God.
Probably in a weird way. we also worked
with Diane Warren.
She's
a massive American writer. She like wrote... Don't Want to Miss a Thing for her.
She's done a lot for Whitney, hasn't she, as well?
Yeah. Like, she's been on over a billion sales or something. Yeah.
Oh my God.
As you can imagine, she had quite a nice office.
Andrew worked with Guy Chambers again.
Oh, yeah.
Was her office as good as Simon Cowell's, though? Because Simon Cowell's got leather padded walls.
Well, hers is on like the top floor of some sort of musical school apartment thing with a view of the Hollywood sign just out of the window.
Yeah.
And she's got some like crazy
parrots.
Peas all over Simon Cowell's.
Beat two parrots, Simon.
Yeah. Since we told the In Demand Army that you were coming to see us, we've had a lot of tweets, so we'll do some questions next with The Wanted on In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy, The Wanted.
Woo!
All right, so this is the dealio. Twitter questions on standby.
And before we do the questions, we need to mention your biggest Twitter fans, the Cougars.
They are great.
They're amazing. Now, we know three out of five of you are following them. Who isn't following them yet? You need to follow the Cougars.
I'm following the Cougars.
You are.
I'm following.
Siva, I don't know if you are. You're not.
No, dangerous.
Of course it wouldn't be. I'll follow anyone.
Do you not follow anyone, dude?
No, Siva has a limit of 100 and then no one else is worth following after that.
Well,
he's too big.
He got to about 250 and then thought, you know what, I'm going to trim it down to 100. So he like unfollowed loads of fans.
Oh, what? You can't just unfollow people.
I got a tweet from, because you follow me on my personal agenda.
Yeah, me.
I got a tweet from someone the other day saying, I hope you know how flipping lucky you are. All right, 60 seconds to get through as many of these tweets as we can. Lucy, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We'll start with Tom and then we'll we'll move along the line. Here we go.
If you could be any other celeb for the day, who would you be and why?
David Beckham, because he's got a great life and loads of money.
OK. Max, if you could be invisible for 24 hours, what would you get up to?
I'm not sure I should answer that.
Go on.
I would...
rob a bank.
60
seconds,
mate.
Yeah, I'd rob a bank.
Great idea.
Nathan, if you weren't in a boy band, what would your job be?
I would be a runner for a record label.
Nice. Siva, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Wore my shoes and long feet on the first day of tour.
Jay, which superpower would you have and why?
Pardon?
Which superpower would you have and why?
Heat food with my eyes, because it's very practical.
OK. One song you wish you'd written yourselves, Tom?
Oasis, Rock and Roll Star.
And Max, what does a girl have to look like or do for you to notice her?
carry a wet floor sign.
Katie, if you had to switch hairstyles with each other, then whose would you go for, Nathan?
I would have Max's, because it's
less work. OK, Siva, if you had one wish you could wish for anything, what would it be?
I wish to be the boy band forever.
Oh, that's your time up. Can you introduce Lightning for us and we'll play it now?
Yes. So we're The Wanted, and this is our current single, Lightning.
Which is available to download now.
Yeah.
The In Demand Podcast.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy. It is time to bid The Wanted farewell. Thanks very much for coming to see us.
It's a pleasure as always, guys.
And you're going to do an awesome new session for us.
Yay.
We are.
Last time you did a Cheryl Cole song. It was Parachute, wasn't it?
Ollie Murs did that.
You did Fight for This Love. So is there a cover in this new one?
There is.
What's
The Calling.
The Calling.
Wherever you will go.
Best of luck with the album, and we will see you just before Christmas.
Cheers, guys. Yes, thank you.
Toes
you
crossed. The Wanted, thank you. Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. InDemand.fm.
This is this. In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Let chaos begin. Jay Alexa here.
Oh, yeah!
Alex.
Through the magic of radio, you're on In Demand quite a bit chatting to us, but actually this is the first time you've been back to special In Demand HQ for a long time.
We miss you guys.
We've got lots of chat about, so let's crack on.
Yeah.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy, JLS on In Demand tonight.
Yeah.
Where are we starting?
Let's talk about the song Take a Chance on Me.
Yes.
And the video. Aston, can I have your beanie, first of all?
Yeah, I'd quite like one of those.
The
green one.
The green one.
Yeah.
I have actually got it in my bag.
Can I steal it?
I'll trade you something for it.
You're going to steal it and you're trading, so I'm going with Alex, because he's going to steal it for it.
I can give you a cake.
Loose me giving up for the hat.
This is it.
There we go, it's mine.
What would you give up? Oh, what? That's hardly seems
fair. I've baked
fair.
Cakes. You haven't. I've made the effort.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All out.
Wow. Now,
broken
it's obviously
down.
A real love song. Is it a personal song to you?
It is.
Of course.
Yeah. That's why I'm still single. She didn't take the chance.
Damn her. Why? Why didn't she?
She took the £10 fine instead.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Plus from home bandmaid. All right, come on.
Kick a guy when he's down is fine.
My radio.
Let's talk about the album launch as well. Because you launched it at Nando's, obviously.
Of course, only right.
Is that the first ever album launch at a Nando's?
It absolutely is. So. I don't know, but it absolutely is.
I'm saying it is.
I'm saying it is too.
You set a precedent now. That's going to be the way forward for album launches.
That was the only album launch I had ever been to in Nando's.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Did you get? You've all got black cards now, we assume.
Yes.
Yeah. For years, haven't you?
Individual ones. Yes.
Yes.
Share as a group.
We have got. I think we were the first to have
2008.
Them.
How do you actually have your Nando's? Because I don't think we've ever asked you this.
Is it in spice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, if it's wings, hot.
Yeah.
If it's
wings,
chicken,
you have lemon and herb.
If it's chicken and wings, then I have mango and lime. Okay. And then if it's just chicken, medium.
Okay.
I just go medium all the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock to get through as many Twitter questions as you can.
Okay, boom.
Arisha, we'll start with you individually. Wow. Run through. Ready, Luce?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
This is from Daisy. I like sweets. Do you like sweets?
I love
if
sweets.
You do, what's your favourite sweet?
Starburst.
Okay. This one from Ellie. If you could be any other boy band, who would you be?
Boyz II Men.
Anna Marigold. Why don't you have your own Twitter accounts like the other bands?
Anna, because we want to make sure we just stay as one.
Meg Marigold, if you were a girl, which member of the fam would you date and why?
I would date myself because I am the best looking.
Marvin Soldiers, if today was the last day of Earth, how would you spend it?
With every single one of our JLS fans.
Siobhan, when will the next book be out?
Hi, Siobhan. Hopefully next year.
Lucy Munns, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
A tiger.
Mariah says, what's the best thing about being in a band?
Being able to spend every single
amazing experience with these three boys.
Oh, Jess and Maisie, what's on your Christmas list this year?
A nice new watch.
Krupa says, if you could add a fifth member, who would it be and why?
I would have to add in... Oh, dear. Oh, here we go. Ed Sheeran.
Nice. Becca says, how long do you think you boys could go without a Nando's?
Time's up.
Ooh. Zero.
We can't.
That's
ended not... on that cliffhanger.
Perfect timing. Save that.
Introduce the brand new song for us now, boys. We'll play it on In Demand.
Okay, so right now, this is your boys, JLS, for our brand new single, Take a Chance on Me, out November 6th.
Yeah, boy. In Demand. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Take a Chance on Me. We're going to do it again.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lisa JLS still here. How are we finding X Factor this year? You getting a chance to watch it and stuff?
Yeah, we are loving it.
Favourites at this point?
Yeah.
We think Marcus is a dark horse.
Definitely. Yeah. He's going to come through the room.
He's still been consistent. Still can't pick a winner, though.
His Lenny Kravitz was amazing, Marcus.
I think he's actually the most consistent out of all of them. But the vocally, if you listen to him vocally, he was sick.
He can sing. He can proper sing.
At this point, during the interview, we'd like to invite in Chloe and Georgia.
Yes.
Chloe and Georgia. Come on now.
We told you about the Asti Pasty. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
This lady created it.
I've got things to say now.
Okay.
Chloe, come around here.
Who's Chloe and who's Georgia? Chloe?
This is Chloe.
Chloe.
And that's Georgia there.
This is Chloe's mum.
Chloe, you need to come on this microphone and explain what you did.
Come on, come with me.
Don't be nervous.
You've got to tell us what you did.
George, are you going to tell us?
Come on.
This is your moment, darling. Right. This is your moment.
Don't be shy.
Tell the boys what you did.
Tell me what you did.
Greenhouses,
the bakers, and then what did they do?
Create the Asti pasty.
Yeah.
You've got to tell Aston what's in the pasty and why you put that in the pasty. Look at him in the eye. Look, he's only over there.
This is the first time she's met you, so she's nervous.
Tuna and pasta.
Do you know what? I love that, but you know the problem that they did with it?
Yeah.
They put onions in it.
You've had that removed, though, haven't you?
You got that removed, didn't you?
No.
Oh!
It's okay.
It's okay. You've got to get it removed. Okay.
But trust me, I actually love the fact that there's a tuna and pasty.
Asti pasty.
So is that based on your favourite dinner? Is that?
He loves tuna.
See? Yeah.
And pasta.
Does love tuna.
She knows.
I think we should create a Nando's pasty as well.
Give me one here.
Chicken and pastry. I think it goes quite well together.
Yeah.
And can we also say that it's the sentiment that counts?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, the thought of it.
And the initiative.
And the...
She's a clever girl.
Absolutely.
You're going to go far.
Ages and ages ago, one of the last times JLS were here, we had a hugging competition.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and Aston was the only member of the band who gave me a hug, so I think you should give him a box.
Yeah. Instead,
I'll sacrifice my hug for Chloe today.
Aww.
Will you go around there and give him a hug?
You come round, you can meet in the middle.
Meet me halfway. Thank you.
JB, will you choose a song from the charts for us to play right now?
Go on, JB.
Absolutely. He's a amazing talent. We're really, really enjoying him at the moment. Ed Sheeran, Lego House.
You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy. It's time to bid JLS farewell.
Do you know what I really like? When you guys have the NP...
Now playing.
Yeah. Lewis, what's your favourite JLS song? What's your favourite JLS song?
One Shot. You know that.
Guys, thank you, JLS.
Yeah.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.